Yo, dude. Welcome to Off the Henny. We have an intro. Have we played the intro before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once?
Three times, I think, at this point.
Damn, has it really been?
I think so.
Dude.
There's no shot because it's been at least 17 weeks.
Look, man.
Dude, it's...
A lot's been happening.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, I caught COVID. Yeah. I caught the plague.
Caught a bubonic plague. 17th
that's
century disease.
That's the second that's the second affliction I've suffered this year.
Hey, dude.
Starting
vitamin
strong.
C, dude. Get right.
I do.
Dude, we work outside.
I get all the vitamin... I get...
Ain't that vitamin
I get all,
D?
I get all that D, dude. I get I get all that D, dude.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Justin eats, like, citrus and shit. Holy shit. Welcome back.
Oh, shit. What's up, dude?
How are we doing?
Justin,
yeah, Justin died a little bit.
I died.
You were out of state.
I was out of the country. Out of the country. Yeah,
yeah,
Kentucky is not a state. It's not part of America.
Nope, not in my America.
Wipe them off the map.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, whoa.
What? No,
you're
look. They're
wrong. You just
they're,
didn't have to say it.
Everyone's shitty down there, dude. To me. Everyone's shitty to me.
Why is that?
I don't want to be that guy. But.
I could say some crazy shit right
that,
now, but I'm going
to
refrain.
That a, does that have to do with anything in particular at all?
No, I mean, it could be that, but a lot of it's because we don't have the fucking...
What is that? Fuck, I forgot my AC was
on. A big part of it, I'm very high right now, a big part of it is, I forgot what I was going to say. Welcome to Off the Henny. What are we sipping on? What are you sipping on?
My alcohol. Come on, dude, spit it. You can show it.
Oh,
yeah,
Luna's sponsoring us. So. Yeah, not yet. I'm sipping on some Pendleton whiskey out the bottle because it's been a long day.
Yeah,
I
feel that.
I had half a day at work and I'm still.
It's such a long day. I only worked some of it.
Tay somehow drove from Van Nuys to our location, which is not close.
Yeah.
To Van Nuys. In about 30 minutes.
A shockingly quick.
With food.
Oh, no.
With food. So, dude, food that he ate, which means it's got to be at least somewhat warm.
Yeah. It's got to be pretty warm.
Okay.
How do you do it?
The fun fact is I left my house to go to Van Nuys at 5 o'clock.
Wait.
Okay.
Yep. No shot.
Yep. What happened?
Why? Can you talk about that?
Oh, no. It was for like a work thing. Like, okay. I needed to drop someone off so they could pick up a vehicle.
Got it. That's crazy.
Yeah. So cutting up. I was like, okay, no. I'm on a time crunch because normally I just take company vehicle to go do company related activities. I took my own car and used my own gas because...
You're dumb.
It was go time. It was go time. Like if I crash my car, that's a me problem. If I crash a company vehicle...
And you also had like an hour and a half to make it over here. We didn't even start till 7:30.
Well,
you didn't have.
I just want to get away from work because once I'm here, my phone goes off.
That's true.
Yeah.
So Justin, why do they hate you in Kentucky, dude? Like, I want to get to the bottom.
Oh yeah, because I don't have the fucking accent. They can tell you're not from
the
there.
Accent.
They
what
can tell
accent you. Accent? Do they have in Kentucky?
I could drop a bomb right now, dude.
Please do, because we do not care.
No, it's too much, dude. It's too mean. It's not even that funny, dude. It's fucking
sick bit.
Sick bit, dude.
It's not that fucking funny, dude.
Holy shit. Yeah.
I was gonna say because I don't speak cousin fucker, dude.
I thought you were going to say you don't speak at a fourth grade level.
Oh, that too.
Boom.
Look, there's like five nice people in Kentucky.
And they all work at Waffle House.
Yeah, they all work at Waffle House.
Did you take that photo?
Hardcore scene out there is dope. Everyone's dope out there.
Did you take that photo, the Waffle House photo on your IG?
No, that I fucking wish.
With the eclipse.
Was that you?
Just with no sunglasses, just...
Dude, the fucking video you sent at work just fucking so.
I told
so
I,
fucking.
I said, "Home, like I don't have glasses, so I'm just gonna glance at it like."
That. And guess
which
what
I
we
did.
Yeah, I was like, guess what we all did. We just went crazy.
It looked okay. Yeah, California wasn't in the path, like in the direct path of it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We didn't get all the
fucking
effects.
Fucking far shit away. So.
Yeah. It got about 7 lumens dimmer.
Yeah, someone walked by the dimmer switch and hit it on accident. They're like, oh shit. The light got a little weird for a second.
Yeah.
It came back on.
That's crazy.
Is my cat out here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Shouts out, dude.
Ah, my ankle! Oh my God. Dude, she's been fucking. We got her spayed. And she's been a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah?
Dude, she's been so annoying.
Dude.
I love her to, like...
It's revenge,
we were worried about her being, like, super standoffish.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes it happens, you know? She's gotten more, like, lovey. So, like, thankful.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But when she's, like, hungry, dude, it's, like, bad for my health. Dude, she's just like, hey, hey, hey. And it's, like, 5:30 in the morning, and I'm like... Dude,
I just like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah. Just so creepy. I'm like, oh my, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut the hell up. But yeah, so yeah. Fucking shithead wherever she is.
Dude.
Yeah, she's just been a shit. Well, fucking shit.
Shouts out, dude.
Yeah, I love her to death, but
yeah, come on. That's her revenge for taking her
uterus.
Her essence, dude. Yeah.
Her entire uterus.
Yeah.
It's she was being annoying today, and Rob was like, where's your uterus, bitch? And she was just like, give me my food. And I'm like, yeah, fair.
Where's your uterus?
Yeah. She can't say, what is she to say?
I don't know. Just like, imagine just saying that to like a person though. Just like on the street, you get into an argument.
Where's your uterus?
Some old lady.
Yeah,
where's your uterus, bitch? Just
like, oh my God.
That's so crazy.
Just a psychopath walking down the street. Yeah, exactly. No, I'm just talking to my cat.
Yeah. Well, speaking of old ladies, actually.
Crazy.
Crazy transition.
Okay.
Okay.
Road rage.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I know you've been waiting for this.
Oh, one. Yes.
So on my travels today, on my way to Van Nuys, I actually killed a minute and a half.
Oh.
Okay.
I was like, yo.
Yo. You just were like, huh? Dude, that was funny.
Okay. Anyway, so I was turning.
If there is a chat, clip that. That was funny.
Clip that and send it everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
If my FBI agent is watching, my name is Justin.
No.
Holy shit.
That's funny.
Okay, so I was turning off the major street that's by my house to get onto the freeway.
Yeah.
Y'all are familiar with what I'm talking about.
Southbound one.
East, west. Oh, yeah, the street is north, south. Okay. For a second.
Oh, no. Come on, no.
Anyway, so
yeah.
I'm heading northbound and making a left turn on the
eastbound
freeway.
You're headed eastbound. Fucking bitch.
This bitch is heading southbound and making a right turn. So, normal drivers, you turn into the lane that is closest to you. Right.
Yeah.
I turn into my closest lane. So does this old bitch.
Oh, my God.
Literally, my car is like this. I'm in my lane. I'm chilling. Her car.
And you're just like... What?
We're driving, and then like I get in front of her because I be speeding because I have places to be, and I'm trying to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's behind me, driving like 10 miles per hour. I'm doing like 50. I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. I got to handle something. He's like, what? I slam on brakes on the freeway off ramp, just wait for her to get close to me, and just drive next to her like this, just straight side on her, just old bitch, ancient, 1,000 years old. With sunglasses
That's
on.
That's crazy.
Driving like this. Her head just tilted up. I was like, she's staring at the ceiling? What?
Like, she thinks she's seen the eclipse.
But yeah, literally.
I think we've covered this many times on the show, or at least in our network of shows, dude. If you're too old to drive, fucking...
Stop.
That there should be a law.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I should be able to report you like, hey, this ancient bitch was driving. Check her immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly. It is dangerous. It's for everybody.
She literally
for her, for them too.
Obliterated you know? Me.
Yeah.
Obliterated my vehicle.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't have minded. The insurance would have... that shit was slapped. Anyway, so I'm waiting for her. She catches up and I'm driving next to her. I'm like still staring at her. And she... So I let her get in front of me. I sit behind her for a full minute.
A psychopath.
Laying on the horn, just... I'm using my turn signal. Just behind her, just laying on it.
Holy shit.
Crazy.
I don't give a fuck.
Psychotic.
And then you sped around and left.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, I feel better. And then 90 miles per hour.
That's so crazy.
Hey, dog.
I get it, but you're fucking nuts for that.
She deserved it.
Yeah,
that's fair. Wild, dude.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I heard you have a road rage story.
Mm-hmm.
Enlighten dude, so, us, please.
I was working in the city, one of the cities I work in.
Uh-huh. San Bernardino.
One that we both work in.
Uh-huh. We all work in. We all work in.
Right?
Yeah, I was there.
I work there now, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why...
That bitch.
I'm used to you being in fucking the other city.
Yeah, the better cities.
So I'm driving down the main street.
Oh!
With everything, and I'm driving, and I get to a signal, red light.
Excellent.
Guy in front of me, silver sedan.
What was his license plate? I'm kidding.
And light turns green, and he's just like, so I'm like, all right, come on. And then like, he's like, oh shit. And then he like drives, and I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm driving behind him. He's driving slow as fuck. And I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? So I'm like, kind of tailing him. I'm like, come on, bro. Yeah. Like, look, at least go the speed limit.
Yeah.
At least like, I'll be less mad if you're going like 35 and a 35.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you're going 23, fuck you. Why are you going 23? So I'm like, I'm tailing this guy, right?
On the major street?
Yeah, down, going down. And going down. Yeah, and then
I forgot. I haven't had my AC on in a while. I'm like, who's that?
Yeah.
sorry.
This is me at the end of my route, like towards the end of my route, yeah. Right? So I'm like. I'm tired. I'm pissed. And then so I'm like, I'm pissed. I'm like, get me from fucking behind this guy. And then, dude, he pulls into a parking spot because there are like parking spots on the sidewalk there.
Such a bitch, dude.
Pulls in, half of his fucking car sticking out, stops completely. So yeah, I just go, and then he rolls his window down. He's like, what? And I'm like, so I you know how, like, have you ever like turned your wheel so hard that you think you like broke it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, I'm like, I go around him and I roll down my shit. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I don't know what the fuck he's saying. But,
had to get out the car.
I said some very unsavory things to him. I'm like, why are you stopped here? You fool.
That was really good. You fool.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I go around. I'm like fucking dumbass. I'm driving and I see he immediately pulls back out and like starts following me. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like, This is how my fry is gonna go. I'm gonna kill someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he tries following me, and then like there's,
yeah, which
someone
exactly?
pulls in front of him,
uh-huh. And he doesn't know how to drive
him from mm-hmm. behind this other truck that pulled in front of him, honking, like, and I'm like
at the other guy now,
at me over the guy.
Well, but yeah, the other guy doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's yeah. Like, hey, what
yeah,
the?
Yeah,
what? Yeah, hey, yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
about to turn into an all-out melee yeah. on the street.
Justin basically threw a fucking flashbang. Was like,
dude, yeah, I'm already pissed. Yeah. Like, I was screaming at this guy. Like, they're on the call.
Yeah, we're on the call.
I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, all of us are on the call. Justin's like yelling, right? And I'm on the freeway going the exact opposite direction as he's in. So I'm like, actively trying to pull over to like get off the freeway. Serge is like, hold on, wrapping this up. Like literally, like we're going.
Yeah.
Like, all of us are on because he
drop
says
the pin. Yeah,
no, he did. Yeah, yeah, he did. He did.
I did. I was like, I think this guy's following me. Yeah. And then like I can see he's like trying to get around people. I'm like,
yeah.
He's for sure following me. So yeah. I drop the location.
Yeah. No. Next time you drop the location in the off the henny chat, I can't look at the big one because there's too many damn messages.
Okay.
Bro, I would have shown up.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been with funny.
With the guy. Dude.
What's going on here?
Brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll keep that in mind. But yeah, like I ended up losing him. But like, I like straight up. I was like, if he walks towards me, I'm pulling something out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean,
throwing chlorine directly into his eyeballs.
I have the power to just go.
Dude, you have Tricor and a little bit of water. Yeah.
It's like King of the Hill meat. Pocket sight.
Yeah, no, literally. Pocket chlorine.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude, it was rough.
Pocket chlorine to the face.
I was shaking, dude.
Yeah.
I was fucking. I was about to fight someone.
That guy was a bitch, though.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Don't you fight people all the time, though?
Yeah, but they're cool with it.
Yeah, but it's not like. You know what's funny? I've never been in like a full on like fight.
You have?
I don't think I have.
With us.
I've punched someone and then like allegedly. I've punched someone allegedly.
This
guy. And they don't hit me back. So it just stops. It's not like a real fight. We're not like going at it. You know what I mean? So like. That's all my altercations.
That sucks.
Hit him, and then like they're just like, okay. Not like I intimidate them, but just like
what the fuck?
And I'm like, well, what the fuck? And then like it's just that's it.
Yeah, don't worry, Justin.
Yeah,
drunk me would fight you.
Yeah, yeah.
Would I lose? Most likely. Does drunk me give a singular shit?
No, he's really. A fucking nuisance to go out with sometimes.
I don't start it. They started with
me. Sometimes you got to throw someone, you know?
Yeah, but it happens often.
Not really.
It does happen.
Not anymore.
Fair.
You've calmed
down.
They
start it 90% of the time. Serge can attest, the last time that he was with me and a fight almost broke out, they deserved it. We were just chilling in the bathroom. It was at my birthday.
I feel like we're all very...
When me and Serge went to the bathroom, and then you know that one bitch that was built like the Roman numeral one in the white shirt?
No, but yeah.
Okay, so we were all playing pool or whatever. This bitch is standing there, and she's laughing the whole time. Gah, 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 gah. So me and Serge are in the bathroom, and then like these two Armenian dudes walk in, and then they're just like, damn, that bitch annoying as hell. I was like... My brother, yes, my BMW overlords.
Holy shit.
I was like, yeah, this bitch annoying as shit. And then I guess one of the dudes that was like with her group walked in, this fat motherfucker. He's like walking to the urinal, and it's right by the door. So like I'm washing my hands. I'm waiting for Serge to get out. So he's washing his hands. Two Armenian dudes, I'm talking with them. And this guy's like, hey, man, well, you guys are being loud and annoying too, so why don't you shut the fuck up? And then goes to the urinal and like starts pissing. And I'm just like, Serge looks at me because he's like, and you could tell because I like took a step forward just like instinctively. Uh-huh. I was ready to just smash his face clean into the fucking tile. He's like, I literally saw Serge like, literally, he's like, and rolling up his sleeves.
We gonna fucking, we have to do this now?
Bro, he's like, your call. I was like, ah! Let me relax.
That's so funny.
Dude.
Yeah, well, that was your fault.
Not particularly, you were, that bitch was annoying.
No, you were loud as fuck.
Yeah,
it's so fucking funny.
Tragic.
Oh my god. Yeah,
dude.
I would say in a nutshell.
You said you've been. You said you've been eating chicken waffles a lot.
Come on. Where are you going with this?
What? No, he said that earlier.
How did you make that sound?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Right?
He said that.
He made it sound racist.
He said he's been eating it a lot lately.
Yes, I have.
Okay, then why are you making it seem like it's a thing?
Yeah, but why'd you bring it up like that?
No, but Justin,
right?
When
am I in the line for that?
Justin, this is literally, you're like, what? Why did you do that?
That's crazy.
No, dude, I'm just saying, you've been eating a lot.
Yes,
Are you a fan?
No, he hates it. That's why
I don't know why I'm, I may be coming off very like.
What the fuck?
No, like, despise it.
Right.
I realize I'm coming off very antagonistic. I didn't realize that, dude.
Oh, fuck.
It's like, you like it, don't you?
Dude, that
my
was
bad.
That was the worst, like, fuck a segue moment.
I'm fucked
had.
Up right now,
that
dude.
That was bad.
Bro, came up out the cut like Chris Hansen, dude.
So you like chicken and waffles, huh?
Yeah. Like, what?
Sit down. We got to talk about this chicken and waffles.
I think I was hoping you were going to like give more to the fucking conversation. Fuck.
What more is there to give? Yes, no question.
You could be like, oh yeah, I have been. There's this really cool spot that like you know, it's a fucking podcast.
Oh, my fault, dude. Yeah, I have been. I've been trying a number of different spots.
Okay.
Actually, my favorite is Dinah's in Glendale right now.
Yeah.
Don't go there because the room is legit 4 feet by 4 feet. If anyone shows up besides me, it's packed and I can't get in. Like, don't show up there.
That's so funny.
Hell yeah, dude.
Like, it's so sick. Don't go.
Literally.
There, Tay often calls me anti-black.
This is true.
I'm not sure why. I'm an ally, you know, to my own people. But...
I'm an ally to my own people.
You know
I would help the
fuck. That should go without being said. Anyway, this isn't gonna this isn't gonna look good for me, dude. I don't like chicken and waffles. I don't.
Wow.
Do you know what it is? Hang on.
It's been a pleasure.
All right.
Nice seeing you.
I understand.
Sunglasses are on, bro.
Fuck you. Hey, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm not.
It just
tastes like chicken and waffles. Like, there's no, like.
That's so tough.
Eating it together is like.
So tough.
It just tastes like there's nothing.
No, that's. Dude,
think about what you just said.
No, I know. I know that's what it is. But I'm expecting it to, like, do something like. They're expecting, like, a chemical reaction the way people are fucking talking about.
A chemical reaction? Yeah.
The way they're talking about fucking chicken and waffles. How good it is.
Thanks, Nikki.
Much better.
Excuse me, she has long
so
hair.
So, thank you, Justin. You've given me my 13th reason.
Dude, that's...
I don't know.
I hate chicken and waffles. It tastes like chicken
I think I was expecting it to blow my mind, and it's just exactly what it is. So, I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
You know?
You're nuts.
What?
Nuts.
Someone has to understand, like, what
have
I mean.
Have you had Roscoe's?
No, I have not had Roscoe's.
Roscoe's is a...
Is dude.
7 out of 10 for me on the chicken and waffle scale. I've had better.
Whoa.
Yeah, controversy.
Sure, I've had better.
I'm
like,
sure quality-wise.
There's dissension in the ranks,
flavor?
Dude.
No, flavor-wise. Like, I'm telling
you. No shot.
We'll go to the spot in Glendale. Like, I'm telling you. Okay. Change your life.
Sure. I'm sure there's better seasonings and shit. But, like, dude, the waffle...
No, their waffle is really good.
Literally,
really
I think
good.
There's crack in it.
Yeah,
dude.
You gotta have the Waffle House waffle.
It's no, I've had Waffle House before. I get it.
Oh, that's right.
I have not.
Yeah.
You're oh, dude. It's it's the promised land.
Hey,
hear me
Mashallah.
Out, dude. Mashallah. Chicken and waffle.
Is Ramadan over?
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Did you just point the mic at me like I would know when Ramadan is over?
Yeah,
I got it.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't know anything
else.
Just Google Kyrie Irving. He'll let you know.
Yeah. But yeah, I just it's not a.
Okay. Oh, it ended yesterday.
Oh, hey, shout out. Hey, happy end of Ramadan. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The day and oh, it ends today.
Hey, you want some? Hey.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Guess how that dude.
It ain't off the Henny without drinks.
That is true.
That's yeah, very true.
Yeah.
No, dude, if I drink now, I won't
be able to speak. Yeah, he still has to fucking drive home.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, dude.
I don't.
Dude, I'm going on another excursion, dude.
Oh, yeah, where are you going?
No! Podcast canceled for a month again.
The next time there's an episode, I won't be here. For either the main or this. Yeah, I won't be here. You guys can, you're more than welcome to do it at the den. You guys can do the show.
No, we will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, it'll be an all black. Dude.
What? Oh, no, we need a crazy title, though. Like a crazy.
Blackout?
SDM Blackout.
That's kind of funny.
Rolling Blackout?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
Do I mean so little to you?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That's so dope.
That'd be cool. I was about to say something absolutely insane.
I was also going to say something crazy.
Holy shit.
We can't say that on YouTube.
We absolutely cannot say that.
We can, but it's...
I'll put it in the Discord later.
People are
with no context.
People are just going to be like, holy shit.
With no context. Just
like, what happened?
Yeah.
Watch good. The show, find out.
Yeah,
that'll be cool.
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
Den, back in the OG place, dude.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Dude, yeah, if dude. I get another random fucking black person to join, like as a Garrick replacement.
Josh.
Yeah, we could.
Who do we know that's black? Oh. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm like,
that's so bad.
Damn. Damn, dude.
That's hard.
Holy shit.
We should invite some black people, dude. Okay. Invite your black friends.
Juice, he's basically there, right? He's pretty black, dude.
You I had too much to drink because I was literally about to.
Were you about to agree?
No, I was about. We literally need like blurs. That's
so funny. But yeah, dude, I'm going on an excursion, dude.
Where are you going, dude? Where the fuck are you going?
Tomorrow,
dude?
I'm going on tour, dude. Yeah, a little mini tour.
Do you even have a job?
I do. I do.
Hey, keep taking these vacations, but we'll sing about it.
Hey, look, dude. I have sick time saved up, apparently. So they use that. So hopefully, yeah. No, my company was very understanding, which is very cool.
They're very
lucky to have a company like that. Yeah. So yeah, I asked for the time off. Tour starts tomorrow, dude. We're hitting Mesa, Arizona.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
What time are you leaving?
Early. I'm meeting up with them at 6:45.
Getting hammered right now.
6:45?
Like, yeah. Yeah. This is the last bit of actual flower I'm going to be able to smoke in the next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Few
That's
days.
Right. You just have Why? To keep it to the pens.
Because it's not legal out there.
Yeah. It's not?
No.
Says who?
The law.
Half of Arizona on crack. What?
I agree, but you know, that's
it is what it is.
It is what it is, dude.
Okay, so Arizona.
Yeah, so Mesa, Arizona, El Paso, Texas, Tejas.
That'd be sick.
Albuquerque.
New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Oh shit.
And Tucson, Arizona.
Oh my god. Yeah.
No LA dates, you fucking bitch.
Hey, you know, we got one in the works, dude. We got one coming up.
Is that what the Monday thing is? Or?
We're going to announce, huh?
Is that what the Monday thing is? Or
Monday.
After that.
Yeah.
Wait, why don't you just perform at the location you did when I actually went to your show? I forget the name of it.
The dude's living room. Yes, yeah. Yeah, that is the Void.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you perform at the Void again?
We could. I don't know if they're still doing shows there. I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a while.
I haven't seen anything announced for them.
Okay. So,
but I'm down. I'm down.
We use Garrick's living room.
No.
This would be bad, dude. Yeah, this would be a bad idea.
There'd be nowhere to put.
Yeah. What do you mean we could like put them on?
No, we would fit.
Yeah, that's it.
But though. It would like be packed out, yeah. Dude. Like just... Right here with...
Okay, we get it, Mr. Popular.
Do we need a big venue?
Hey, dude,
hey. New Mexico show sounds like it's going to go crazy, though, because there's literally nothing else to do in New Mexico except go to your show.
I've heard... I'll be honest. I've heard many different things about the Albuquerque scene.
Okay.
But I've yet to experience it, so we'll see.
I don't participate in the scene or listen to the music or yada, yada, yada. I've heard terrible things about Albuquerque.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking saying.
Yeah.
I've heard horrible things.
Chris says no more shows at the Void.
Damn.
Why?
Rest in peace.
Have a city ordinance, sort of.
City ordinance?
Yeah.
What's the city going to do? Oh, no, you gave me a fine.
I got to pay for it?
Yeah. That costs money.
Yeah, just use some of the ticket. You can tell me you can't pay.
They can fit about 10 people in that whole house. Yeah. They're not making that much money.
Tell me why 200 people were in there for that one show.
Listen. Chill.
Chill, dude.
Chill out.
But yeah, should be cool. We're prepping. I have to prep. I got a yoga mat just in case I need to sleep in the van.
Nice. You know what I mean? Those inflatable ones?
No, just a regular, it's like a thick one. It's like yoga pad.
You're just gonna lie on a yoga pad.
If it comes down to it, yeah.
That's what it is, dude.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah, we're road dogging it, dude. Might piss in some jugs, dude, you know?
Ew. Just wait to...
No.
No.
Hey, we gotta move, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
We got places to go, dude.
Okay.
We have load-ins to make.
You taking the fucking early drives?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Hey. Yeah, probably. Hey, dude, fuck you.
Hear me out, dude.
What?
Y'all should rent something with a quick engine... So you can just get there faster.
That's no a good beer, idea. It's a good idea. Yeah, we need to bring all our stuff. So.
Yeah, I know. So just get something bigger, but faster.
Like what? Like, what would you suggest?
Like a Dodge Durango Hellcat. Gut it. Just gut it.
You're so fucking annoying, bro. Straight up. So fucking motherfucker. Annoying.
I'm just saying.
I hate your ass.
Dude, touring in a SUV is the shit. It just feels like a road trip. Yeah.
Incorrect. You just haven't had a big bus yet. It's fine. The
fuck? You going to pay for
a
it?
A big bus?
Yeah. Yeah, the big bus.
What do you mean?
Like the big tour bus.
Oh, like a tour bus.
Yeah. No, a school bus, nigga. Damn. Like, what?
Low key touring a school bus?
Yeah, it could work.
Straight up, you could.
There, you would be so cold, but it would be...
You can insulate those things. Yeah, people make those into homes, bro.
Yeah, true.
Dude, you guys could buy a school bus.
Yeah.
Leave it somewhere.
It would be, I think...
Because you guys could gut out the last, five feet. All your gear goes back there, you know?
You could
take seats out and put, beds and shit.
I feel like the whole school bus look would be kind of a, hey, look at me, rob me over here, you know what I mean?
Not if you paint it black.
Draws a lot of attention, huh?
Not if you paint it black.
Oh, black. Camo? Camo school bus?
Urban camo?
No. Paint it white so they think it's a prison bus and no one wants to...
They were like, ooh, look at that band of crazy guys driving the prison bus around.
Oh, my God. Hey, dog, crazy guys?
I don't want to mess with them.
Ew, man.
What?
Crazy guys?
Yeah. What? What's wrong with that?
It's only been 30 minutes. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
It's going great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
so,
dude.
So you're hitting those four states?
Yeah, hitting those four states.
Go see.
Yeah, yeah. If you're in the area.
Who's playing the shows, dude?
We're going on tour with the bros in Fela Wounds.
Mm-hmm. The who? Do I know them?
Yes.
Any of the members?
Yes. I think you've met them.
Maybe. I don't know.
You may have met them once.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They're cool.
Mm-hmm. Fela Wounds.
Going on tour with them. Marrow, and obviously. It's Marrow that is going on tour.
Who?
Yeah, you motherfucker.
Know anyone from there?
I think I know one, maybe.
From Marrow?
Yeah.
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 You do know one.
Good people. Good people.
Me.
No. Good people.
Yeah, motherfucker. So fucked up.
Good people.
So fucked up.
Yeah, and then we're also going on tour with a band from Arizona called Bite the Hand.
There you go.
Yeah. Should be cool.
Do I know them?
No.
Yeah. We don't know them.
Yeah, there's a guarantee you don't know them.
We'll be meeting for the first time on this tour.
How is this possible?
What do you mean?
Explain how friendships work?
No, I want you to explain how you just randomly met these people.
Well, we got on this tour. We got the offer from Fela Wounds. So they're the ones that kind of put it all together.
Okay, let's all go together and do the show.
Yeah, they hit us up like, yo, are you down? We're like, yeah. And then I don't know if they... Then hit up by the hand, if they already had by the hand prior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on now.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
are you opening?
I don't think we are. We were, but I don't know if that's still happening because it's weird. But you know what I mean? We have some good time slots, which is cool.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cool thing is we'll be hitting a spot that Ozai hit when the last time they were in Tucson. Okay. And it's with most of the bands that played last time. So it's pretty, it's pretty sick. There'll be some familiar faces.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Shout out to BCC.
So when are you quitting your job to do music full time?
Yeah, when are you quitting your job?
When I fucking make any money off of it at all. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Serge is a gazillionaire off this music shit.
No, he's a gazillionaire because he works fucking 1,300 hours a week. That's why.
I can't confirm that. Yeah. He works a ton more.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he works like crazy.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
He is.
Because I do.
Well, he is now.
Yeah. I'm picking up some Saturday shifts.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it sucks ass, dude.
It does.
Yeah,
six days a week. Isn't it terrible?
Yeah. It's pretty rough, dude. It's pretty rough.
Welcome to the life of adulting.
There's somehow, though, on Saturday mornings, working Saturday mornings, it's kind of more chill.
Dude, it is chill.
It feels more chill. It
you can
feels
get breakfast.
It somehow feels like the weekend. So you're like, oh.
That's how I feel about Sundays. Like Sunday. Yeah.
You know what a big part of it is? No traffic.
Yeah, literally.
No traffic. You're just like, yeah. You know, instead of, man, it's going to take me 45 minutes to get there. It's like, dude, I'll be there in 10.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, was the first Saturday I worked one of the worst work days I've had in a while? Yes. But, yeah, it's been, yeah, last one was cool.
That happens all the time.
Which yeah. pool blew up?
All of them.
Yeah, you did right after the windstorm, though, so that was...
Yeah, it was bad, dude.
Yeah, you kind of got the shit into the stick.
Yeah, I got some rough ones. There were some easy ones, though, like the diagnosis take, like, a minute.
Yeah, literally, you walk in and you go, just yeah, like, no, and they go, yeah, no, and you're all right.
And
cool,
I go,
thanks.
Well, there's your problem, and then I walk away, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
It's pretty sick.
And then I have to go on Monday to fix it. And then I go Monday.
Yeah, going, dude.
Oh, what the fuck happened here?
Yeah, that was a
your ass. Yeah.
That was a job I went to like that. The first Saturday I worked, mm-hmm. and this guy was like, "Yeah, my equipment room's leaking. I don't know why." And I walk over and just it's a Jandy filter, mm-hmm. just the plug on the side is off, broken off, and it's just like, kish, 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 and I'm just like. Yeah, that's
not supposed to happen.
That's what it is. And he's like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, man. Like, what?
Oh my you didn't God. Think to... Yeah, you didn't see the fucking.
You didn't see the fucking cataclysmic flood being unleashed on you, dude?
75 gallons a second that's coming out of your fucking pool.
Yeah. So it's just a job like that. So I was just like, well, yeah, there you go. I'm going to turn this off forever and then wait till someone else comes by. He's like, all right, sick. And I'm like, all right, see you, dude. And I take off. It's pretty sick.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I epoxied for the first time today. That was cool.
Nice, dude.
That's very interesting.
What is that?
Laying pox, dude.
Ew.
Laying pee.
Hey, no, I'm saying.
Hey, hang on. I'm calling this episode
laying pee.
Laying pee.
that's so stupid. Yeah, a couple towels fell off on one of Gibby's pools.
Shouts out to Gibby.
So they were just like, "Hey, pick up some epoxy and put them on the back of the shell or the towels and put them back on." Knowing I'd had no idea how to do that, so I was like,
"Oh, so now you."
That's my favorite. That's my favorite thing that we do. It's like, "Hey, you've never done this before. Do this real quick."
Way. I think it was just kind of like you can figure it out.
Yeah,
and I like showed homeboy the thing. I was like, "Yeah," he goes, "Yeah." I'm like, "All right," and he goes, "Here's some gloves."
Nice.
And I was like, "Thank God," because he was like, "Yeah, you could fuck up your hands with that." So get some gloves.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, thank you. Yeah, the lady was chill, but I was literally just sitting there on a tile line, just like.
Nice.
And then put a timer on. I was like, bye, have a good day. Just left it. Chill,
dude. That's the best feeling when you do something for the first time and you nail it. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, am I the best?
Yeah, literally. I was like, hey, send me to more.
Am I God?
Yeah, exactly.
Even when we started podcasting.
Let's go, dude. It's
easy. Now we don't
ever
do it.
Easy. Yeah, now we don't podcast. This is our first episode in fucking 13 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, man, life's great, dude. Life's been busy, but.
Life's been busy, dude.
Okay, so what's our next big adventure? We haven't...
My birthday, apparently.
Yeah, it's coming up. Oh, it's coming up, dude.
Oh, baby. Do I have a night planned for the boys?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I made Nikki Uber to work the next day.
Smart call. Or, hear me out, dude. Put her in a driving class. With me.
Yeah, but no. I'll teach her.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I got it. This is how you make it to Van Nuys in 30 minutes. No. No, it's not.
Bro, she'd be a professional. Hey, Nick, you're almost home? Yeah, I'm right outside. Hina, hina. Yeah. Just come storing her around the corner.
That is 100% something she would do. Yeah. She's actively talked about that specific thing, too. She's like, I'd do that. I'm like, yeah. I believe you wholeheartedly.
Me at the Cars ride on fucking
in Disneyland.
Just blasting it on my
dude. You know they're closing that ride forever.
Why?
They're taking that and the Finding Nemo ride out, and they're replacing it with three new attractions.
I guarantee you, they're not going to be attractive.
Hey,
yeah. Rest in peace, Autopia, dude. My first license.
The good die young, dude. You know what I mean?
Die young. It's been there since the '60s. It's old as fuck.
Hey, I don't think so.
You should know. You were there opening day, right?
You fucking fuck you. No, I'm not that old, dude.
Old bitch.
I'm still the young age of 29, dude. And you guys are fucking 12. How about that, dude?
No, dude. No, we're not 12.
Hey, dude.
You had to have your fucking moms drop you off, you fuck.
You're in my house, bitch.
Hey, you're Justin, my house. Don't move. What? Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. I need to get this gray hair out.
Hey, you
no, if
you
pulled the gray hairs, there'd be no beard left.
very funny, very funny, very funny. So what time?
On my birthday?
No. What time is your are your parents picking you up to take you home? Let's go. Let's go.
Fair enough.
Yeah. What do you want to do for your birthday, dude?
I don't know. It's a Friday. I even spoke to my parents. I'm like, are we doing anything? Mom's like, I'm like, cool. Figure it out. We usually do something on the weekend.
Tay's plan is like step one. We drop it on Mount Fuji. It's like, oh, I'm shit.
I'm in.
Party foul. Oh,
don't worry, dude. All I'm saying is bring thousands of dollars. In once.
Okay.
Step one failed.
Yeah. Mission failed. Yeah, we'll get him next time.
Okay. Don't worry. All right. Don't worry. I have a nice little casual evening planned.
No, you don't.
You're gonna wake up like handcuffed to a radiator.
In Vegas, I fucked up.
Oh shit! What the fuck? I fucked
Caleb,
up.
I can't make it into work.
I fucked up. Just so mob funny. Guys dragging Tay into the fucking over the balcony.
Dude, it's like just, Inception when like they're beating him up in the next hallway. I'm like,
what the fuck? What the
Tay's
fuck?
He's getting interrogated by dude in a fucking pinstripe suit. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, dude, I don't even know what happened. What day is it? He's like, Thursday. I'm like, oh, dude. Shit.
At the last second, Tay like undoes his right handcuff and then just with the sharp parts goes, and it just goes up and across, and then he fights his way out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
sounds like something I'd do.
Yeah, no shit. Sounds like an average.
I'm gonna have you so drunk you're gonna think it's Inception the way the buildings are moving.
Like, yeah, I'm just like, oh shit. I'm fighting some dude in an elevator. I'm like, what happened? That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, nah, we gonna get it pop. All right.
What's the best and worst birthday present you've ever gotten?
Oh,
best and worst.
Yeah, dude.
I don't even know. I don't remember the bad ones. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's probably like some toy I didn't really want when I was a kid. I really don't ask for much for my birthday. It's more like just give me money. Like,
yeah, straight, dude, like, money up. Is so clutch, dude.
I'm like, just give me cash, man. Like, yeah, I don't buy it's shit so anyways. Great. You know?
Yeah.
I was 10 years old.
Let's go. Let's go. Okay.
Okay.
It was socks. Thank you, Grand.
Oh, okay.
But don't ever do that shit again.
As a kid, socks are rough.
As an adult, I'm like,
thank God.
I had underwear last year, and I was like,
yeah. I started
laundry in like 2 weeks. Yeah. Thank God I was on the last pair.
Dude, that's so real. Literally, yeah, that's so real.
Thank you. It's so funny.
So that's the worst.
Best present, probably this one, probably the ring.
That's clutch.
Yeah, no, this is clutch.
What is that? Topaz? What is that?
What do you know? Rocks?
What is that? What is that? A bismuth?
A bismuth.
I'm not saying you retarded, but you like to carry rocks.
Holy shit!
Hey, shout out Cam Patterson, dude.
Yeah, dude, Cam Patterson's the best.
The fucking
he's
man,
so
dude.
Funny. Oh, one of the funniest people alive.
Honestly, yeah, he's crazy. Dude.
He just like. When he just talks, I'm like, you're amazing. Like, I just want to like hang out with him for an hour and just kind of like, what's going on?
Where's he from again? Is he from?
I know he lives in Texas now, but I don't know where he's from.
Oh, go visit him when you go to Texas, fool.
Tell low key, that, just be like, yo, pull up.
Yeah,
okay,
pull up. Dude, he probably would. Like, all
right. Yeah, we get him on a pod, dude?
I don't think he would. He would be like, nah, I'm not messing with that devil shit. Dude. Yeah.
No, it's cool.
Because we are a left-hand path band, dude. You know what I mean? Hey, fucking...
You fucking you what? Wanted this.
What, dude?
What does that mean?
Dude, the left hand of Satan, dude. Left the world on the left hand path.
Yeah, just
it's also an Entombed reference because they have an album called
You
left
wanted
hand
this
path.
Day. You asked the question. Yeah.
I did. Now I need more explanation.
It just means that we're a satanic band, dude.
That's so annoying.
According
bro.
To what?
I don't know. Because we
I don't know.
We have skulls on our shit.
The new merch design is fire, though.
And we sound spooky, dude. You know what I mean?
You ruined it. Never mind. I was going to plug your merch, but no.
No. And be on the lookout for new Marrow. Come out soon, dude.
Oh. Yeah. Again, you wanted this, Tay. You asked.
Oh, my God.
Could have let it go and just move on, but no. Here we are.
Mm. What were we talking about?
I mean, you did play Satan in a play, so...
Yeah, that's right. Oh my God. But you will never see. You will never see that.
I already put out my feelers, dog. My people are working.
No, dude.
My BT. No, yeah, his intel team is working, bro.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. I'm telling the truth when I say this. If I'm in a setting where someone puts it on as a surprise, I will kill myself. Like, there's no question.
I need to see this video.
I'm gonna do it like a Shakespearean character, dude. I'm gonna have like an ornate knife and just fucking, just to the heart, dude.
It's got like diamonds and shit.
And I collapse on a fainting couch, dude. Yeah. That's how I'll kill myself.
Somehow you're bleeding down your arm, even though you're
cutting. Yeah, you're dude.
Down your hand, just like,
and then a single drop, just.
Yeah. And then his hand gradually just.
Yeah, dude, the left hand path, dude.
You fucking thanks.
Hey, you already know, dude.
What? Goddamn.
Should not have taught me that. I'm super religious, dude. Like, hyper Christian at work, dude.
Oh, dude, you're gonna throw him off, dude.
Cause a ruckus, dude.
Taste me like, hey, can you grab that over there? Oh no,
dude, that's like super effective against him, dude.
Yeah, he's like, I'm praying for you.
You're hitting with you're hitting him with fucking.
I'm damning you.
you're hitting with hyper beam, dude. That's Christian hyper beam. Yeah, yeah. Left hand path. Damage.
You'll see him take tick damage. He takes holy damage.
It's the thing where he gets hit first and then his health just goes.
Yeah.
It's that.
That's so funny.
Oh no, he's driving around currently in his truck with a giant flag that says Jesus is King. And he drives it to work. I'm like,
shouts out, dude.
He's like, have a blessed day,
Lord
ran
soldier.
Into you today, not really.
That's so tough. Shitty. That's tough, dude. That's a target on your back, dude.
Bruh,
you're asking for it. Though,
I tell him every day, you're an HR nightmare, dude.
That's tough. Yeah,
you're lucky. He's like, what do you mean?
It is tough.
Literally, I'm like, you're lucky we work with all men, and all of us got significant problems and cannot focus on dealing with your shit.
Yeah, I don't know how church people do the whole evangelism thing. Like when they just go out in the street, and like, hey, do you know Jesus? That's like
they caught the bug, dude.
Yeah, no, it's like, oh shit. Okay, now you're good, dude.
It's the big one.
It's that shit that happened in New York.
Bro, I saw the craziest Twitter post for that. It was like, we will rebuild. It's just a New York trash can just on the side. Like,
it's probably like that when they got
yeah,
there.
Literally.
Dude, the Baltimore Bridge, dude. That was fucking crazy.
Just a full on boat just
collapsed.
Gink.
So who did it, dude?
The guy who was piloting.
No,
he didn't.
No, I know he wasn't him.
Who's he working for? Yeah, who's the deep state? Who set him up?
You know, the ship lost power, right?
You know, that happened again recently.
That's what, different bridge?
Different bridge
collapsed.
No, different boat.
Holy shit!
Like,
what the fuck?
Well, the reason why. So hey. I guess port wise is fucking random, but port wise. Where the bridge that collapsed was it?
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
That harbor is not patrolled by the Coast Guard, because not all of them are.
Okay.
But the one that I'm talking about is. So they were actually able to send tugboats out like immediately.
Oh wow! Okay. Cool.
And, like, halt the momentum.
Good. That's
fix
good.
It and get it out of the way.
Hey.
But they were like talking like because it's patrolled by the Coast Guard.
Yeah, that's why.
Like they're like, no, we like that. And they like control. Things there. Mm. The other one was like a civilian thing, so I think that's why it like didn't work out the same way.
Civilians hate them motherfuckers.
Hey, but also bridges.
Stay up, you know.
Figure it out. You can't fucking juke them.
Bridges, like, oh shit!
What?
Hey, I'm trying out bits. No, I'm trying out bits on
why
the show.
Did the boat not just Marshawn Lynch beast mode on the bridge?
It does the cartoon thing where it like lifts. It makes its legs longer by lifting up on its crotch.
Yeah, it's like a skirt thing. Yeah, it
does that. Like, why don't you do that, dude?
Hey, care to explain? You know this, right?
Oh yes, of course. So yeah. According to technology, what you're proposing is. Impossible.
No, that's probably.
Look, dude, I'm not gonna derail us like that, dude.
Okay, hear me out, dude. Speaking of technology,
I don't wanna.
I did something really bad.
The fuck did you do, dude?
Start another podcast?
No.
That would be horrible.
It'd be phenomenal. So I wasn't feeling too hot after work yesterday, so I went home and I was like, okay, like no gaming, no nothing. Wow. I'm gonna just put on a video.
Yep. And just conk out.
Yep. Didn't end up happening. I was deep in the rabbit hole. And I am now an expert.
Deep in a rabbit's hole? Sorry.
Not that.
Come on.
Sorry.
I wasn't on incognito.
Come on.
Yo.
Oh, my God. I'm now a monitor expert. like just TV panel expert.
Yeah.
Like okay. Everything. Color grading. I know all of it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
I literally just took a crash course last night.
Okay.
And then I looked at a TV. It's a 77-inch LG QOLED panel.
Dude, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, a panel. Not a TV. A panel.
Dude, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Uh-huh. How much?
I may be $5,000 poor.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Okay.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Oh no, God. I was watching the video, and I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This bitch fire. I immediately went on Google. I was like, all right, let's see. Something light, dog. You already know how I get.
No, for real. Yeah.
$5,000 for a TV. Christ.
That's how much like flat screens were when they came out.
I know.
Like $8,000 to $9,000. So like I'm.
That's so crazy.
Okay, dude. But 77 inches goes crazy.
Is that like bigger?
Who needs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, kind of.
Your circumference is fucked up, dude.
Yeah, that's. Like, it's a I fucked like up that circumference. Even be fun to watch. You feel like.
No.
Hey, dude, just sit further back.
How?
Knock this wall down. Just knock this wall down.
You got to make room.
I'll let my landlord know.
You got to make room.
Knocking a wall.
Dude.
Why TV?
Why 77 inch? You want to come over? We got the game on.
How is that like a fucking wall? How tall is How big is that?
How big is a wall?
No, how is big is like 77 inches? I don't know, man. What's an inch like this? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, dude. I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I am. you fucks.
Well, 12 inches is a foot.
Yay.
So 77 divided by 12. Quick math.
I'm not going to do that math.
I'm not going to do that right now. I can barely speak right now, dude.
You from Kentucky or what?
Nice, dude.
Bring it full circle.
Got him.
Yeah. Full circle.
Holy shit. Yeah, that would be too much. 77 is too much, dude. That's like, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Watch anime. Like, and be like inside the anime when I'm watching.
What's that one that came out on Prime recently?
Invincible.
No. It's the masked one.
Oh, Ninja Kamui.
Yeah. Have you watching that?
Okay, I saw the first episode.
Tough, dude, the bro. First episode's fucking psychotic. Yeah, I'm on episode like
five. I watched it.
Dude, I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah. No, same. I did the same thing. I was laying here. Yeah. I was heated when this happened. It's last Saturday, nothing to do. I'm like, perfect, right?
Yeah.
Get home. I'm like, I'm going to take a nap because it's like 10 o'clock by the time I get home from dropping her off and everything. I'm like, dude, I'm taking a nap. This is perfect time to take a nap, you know? So I'm like, all right, I lay down. I try to take a nap. Can't. I'm like, oh, whatever. Too tired. Start to watch that anime. I'm like 15 minutes into this episode. My mom calls me.
Oh,
and I'm like,
shit.
Hey, what's going on? She's like, hey, you know, like, how do you like these plates? Blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, oh, they're cool. And then she was like, do you want to come with? And I was like, yeah. Like, I can't say no, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. So I was gone all day. From like
Damn.
10 to 4.
Oh, my God.
No. Yeah. I like got home and I was
that's exhausting.
I mean, I got a bunch of shit. Shout out, Mom. Appreciate it. But like,
shout out, dude.
Dude, I was like.
Mom's an OG.
I like couldn't, bro.
I was
like, anime, bro. I was so pissed.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's tough, dude.
Yeah, it was not good.
But yeah.
You were saying?
Dude.
No, show's fire, though.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, show's fire.
Speaking of shows.
Yeah.
The fucking entirety of the Fallout series just dropped
dude,
today.
Tonight.
Tonight, yeah. Oh. I think it already has.
It's already dropped.
What the hell? Yeah. Fuck y'all.
Dude, it looks so good, and apparently people are saying it's like up there.
I don't know if you know Alana Pierce. She used to be on IGN and shit.
Yes.
She's like a YouTuber, gamer.
Baddie?
I think so.
Yes. Okay. She works at Santa Monica Studios now.
Okay.
Who developed God of War and Ragnarok.
Oh,
the two new ones. So she's in game development.
AAA title.
Yeah, she's in it. She reviewed it and she was like, dude, like, it's good. And I'm like, okay, like, you're a gamer, you know? Like, you're in the scene. And she likes it. I'm like,
I'm so stoked.
It's going to be a good fucking show. Because it's based off the first game.
Yeah. I believe so. He's looking up Ms. What's her name?
She seems very educated. Very educated.
Yeah.
Yep. Very good at her job. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she likes it. So I'm like, dude, this is going to be great. Like, I'm excited for it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's based off the first game because you have to find a water chip in the first game. And it's based off in Los Angeles.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. The top-down, not like RTS, but like, yeah, kind of RTS game. Very first Fallout one. is set in Los Angeles. You're in like Hollywood, the beach a little bit, and another part. I can't remember which. And like another, I think it maybe part of Nevada or something, a little far. But yeah, you're in LA basically. It's crazy.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Did you watch what's that shit? The Boys. You've seen The Boys, right?
Yeah, I've seen up to like I think like season like 2.
Yeah. Okay. Same.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I know the
new shit's good.
Okay. Have you heard about that new anime? Was it like Loser Ranger or whatever the fuck?
Yes. Mm-mm. It's like the Power Ranger. It's the same concept.
Version of the Power Ranger.
Yes. Yes.
I've heard it's rough.
Is it rough?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. Oh, okay. I watched this Saturday. I have a set anime time I just
set anime time.
Yeah. I get stuff done. Anyway, have you started Solo Leveling?
No. Because it's not on...
Oh, you can't get your Crunchyroll work.
Yeah.
Justin, give him your Crunchyroll.
He doesn't even have a Crunchyroll.
I don't even have a Crunchyroll. Yeah. That's all Gabe. It's
Gabe.
Gabe, give him your Crunchyroll.
Gabe ain't listening to this.
Gabe's not going to...
Gabe's asleep.
Gabe's also not going to give you his Crunchyroll.
Yeah, this
Why
shit.
Not?
I wouldn't either.
Because you almost bought a fucking panel. You can afford fucking Crunchyroll.
No, give it to him, not me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking funny.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I need to watch more anime.
Yeah, you do.
It's getting sad. I don't watch anything new.
We're getting old. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'm also, like, not into... Like, I think Jujutsu Kaisen looks cool. I'm, like, not interested in it, like, at all. I watched an episode, too, and I was like, it's cool. I'm in the minority here, and I get I fully understand that I have the most unpopular opinion.
Dude, the beef begins,
It just hasn't hit me. I'm not saying it's bad. It looks fucking dope. Something about the story, I'm like...
I'm about to re...
What? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying it's boring either. It's just the story was like cool. Yeah, it's an anime.
It gets better.
I'm 100% sure it does.
Yeah.
Entertaining.
This point, anime has just become like, because my brain is always on because of work, like when I do get time to just sit and watch anime, I'm just like,
just punch him in the face. Just punch him in the face.
Do what I wish I could
do. You want shit to just happen.
Kill him. Yeah. Kill him. Yeah. That's so, yeah, that's real. That's why the ninja one's sick, because he's just like, yeah?
Sad.
God, bro. Yeah, it's kind of sick.
Yeah, man. What would you want to be? Would you want to be a ninja or a samurai?
Damn.
Ninja.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, because samurais be committing seppuku and shit. I've never heard of a ninja commit seppuku.
No, because they have no honor, dude.
I feel like they do have honor.
Ninjas?
I think they do.
I don't know, dude. I don't think they do. Because I'm a samurai, dude.
Oh, my God, bro. Ew.
Let's go, dude.
I'm a samurai?
I'm 2-0 right now, dude. That's 2-0.
How long are we going?
Wait, no. Answer the fucking question.
Fuck you. I'm done. It's samurai.
It's 58. We're not even a full hour yet.
Good. It'd be samurai.
What the fuck?
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.